Coming up is the finale ultimo of the 17-18 season of Opera Atelier. They'll be producing Monteverdi's Return of Ulysses, and you do not get to see that every day. And we have as our guest this afternoon Marshall Pankowski, who's directing. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Kevin.
What is the biggest challenge you're facing as the director? And I didn't say the top three, just the biggest one.
The biggest challenge, I would say, is the fact that this is such an early opera. Mm-hmm. The singers have to come to terms with the fact that the text is preeminent. The music was written to support the text, as opposed to what we usually think of in opera, where the music is most important and the libretto doesn't really matter that much. This is a time when text, storytelling, great descriptive narrative was the most important thing in theater. People went to the theater to be told thrilling stories. Mm-hmm. And this fabulous music by the greatest composer in the world of his time was there to support the storytelling. That's a tall order for great singers who have spent their entire lives learning to create beautiful vowel sounds so that the audience will be able to enjoy the beauty of their voice. We still want beautiful voices, but the voice is there to serve the story, not the reverse. And it really takes some time for people to make that adjustment, which is why we have such extensive rehearsals. Mm-hmm. We rehearse these operas as though they are plays. And I need not just great singers, I need great singing actors. I need great dancing actors. Even the people in the pit, tafo music, the pit's raised to the highest level. Frequently, the conductor puts his baton down. He's not conducting any longer. It's between the singer, the instrumentalists, how they interact with each other. It's true music-making theater.
Tell us about your cast.
Well, it's an extraordinary cast. The young man who is singing the role of Ulysses, Krešimir Spicer, one of the great Croatian tenors. I first heard Krešimir, or saw him sing this role, in a DVD production by William Christie, and this was the production that launched Krešimir's career. Mm-hmm. It traveled all over the world, all over the States and Europe, and I said to myself, I will never produce Ulysses unless I can have that man in that role. I think he is the greatest singing actor in the world.
May I ask you, without, you don't have to go into detail, but how difficult was it to acquire him for this production?
It took a lot of time to acquire him.
Was that maybe
your
biggest challenge?
Well, that had a lot to do with it, because Krešimir has an extremely busy career. He lives in Paris now, but he's singing all over the world. In fact, I had the great pleasure of directing him when he made his debut at La Scala in Clemenza di Tito. But this was one of the big challenges. We got Krešimir into one of our productions within 2 years of discovering him. Mm-hmm. He came and sang the title role of Idomeneo for us. But finding an opportunity for production of Return of Ulysses when we were ready to do it, when the instrumentalists were available, and when Krešimir was available, it took 10 years, and it was worth waiting for. He's astonishing.
Tell us about Penelope.
Penelope is someone I am so proud of. Canadian mezzo-soprano Mireille Lebel. Again, an astonishing singer, actor. Mireille lives in Germany now, in Berlin, but she is someone who is so committed to preparation of a role. I got an email from her a few months ago saying, I'm on my way to Milan. I have 2 weeks break, and Kresh is singing at La Scala, but he's singing in rep, so he has lots of days off. We're going to work all of our scenes together in our spare time. So on her own dime, she flies to Milan. They rent studio space at La Scala. They bring in an accompanist who is able to deal with Monteverdi's music and just spent all of their time preparing. I mean, that's the sort of commitment we're dealing
with. Yes, that level is not often encountered.
Yeah.
What do you want the public to know this production?
I want them to understand that early opera does not mean it's baby opera. Early opera is a completely realized art form in its own right. It has so much that it can say to us, and particularly the story of Ulysses. This is a story, I'm sure you know, that is literally prehistoric. It began through an oral tradition. You can trace Ulysses and references to Ulysses through so many cultures all across Europe and even outside of Europe. The great sort of trickster hero who is separated from his kingdom or his family for an extended period of time, and then miraculously arrives home after going through tremendous hardships and then having to assert who is he, reassert who he is, and establish himself in his kingdom again. And Penelope, of course, the extraordinary woman who, despite what everyone else believes, she believes her husband is still alive. And after 20 years, this man comes home and their reunion is one of the most astonishing moments in music theater in the Western world, without a question.
The website is operaatelier.com. Could it possibly be simpler? Operaatelier.com. And there you will find links to tickets. And the tickets are very reasonably priced. If you're a student, shame on you if you miss it. The Return of Ulysses, and it's at the Elgin Theatre, and it runs, please?
It runs, we open tonight, and it runs until the 28th. 6 performances, 2 matinees.
Operaatelier.com, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.